Hello, I'm Danny Gustafson.
No, I'm Grant Holmes.
And this is the Grant and Danny Show.
Yeah, it's back.
Yeah, it's back after...
We didn't die.
No. We haven't done one since April. Which was...
April?
April.
Wow, that's a long time.
That was ages ago. Oh, it's now July, and yeah, we're back.
Back in summer.
Why haven't we done one?
I think we gave up on...
But I don't think we, gave up...
On you. We love you. But
we gave up very informally.
Yeah, we didn't really tell you.
Yeah. But we're back
perhaps
now, anyway.
If you'd played more of the competitions.
Yeah, God.
All your fault.
Nobody emailing in. That's not nice. Right, well, it's summer.
So to you, our dear one listener, thank you.
Grant.
Hello.
Why don't you give a little summer talk?
Summer talk?
Yep.
Summer in July.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hot. Well, very. It's a bit cloudy today.
Yeah, it is.
There's a chance of rain.
What are you doing this summer, Grant?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. You're abandoning me to go to Sweden.
What?
And I'm staying at home because I was going to stay at home with all my friends this summer rather than go on holiday.
You know I always go to Sweden.
Yeah, I kind of forgot.
Yeah, well, I've gone every year for my entire life and you've forgotten.
Yeah.
I thought you knew me.
I do know you, but I just forgot that bit.
Okay, right, fine.
So anyway, I'm not doing anything this summer.
Not a sausage.
No.
Right, well, if you're not doing anything this summer, then that's not really...
Well, maybe someone will do something with me, I don't know.
I'm not going to do anything with you, Grant.
You need to make it... Yeah, someone will...
Grant, you're not speaking very loudly.
Someone will come and whisk me away to... somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure. Right, Grant. Okay, let's get on with the staple things of this before we get on to the special thing that we're doing.
Oh, it's a special
just for you.
Episode.
It's a very special episode. So get on with... let's do movies this month.
Right, well...
So there's a computer behind you to go do that.
Does it... Well, we already know what's on this month, don't we?
Shut up, Grant, and just do it!
Oh, fine. Wait a minute. You entertain them for a few
minutes. Yeah, okay. We've actually got the world's... worst computer behind us.
Pushing me?
Shh.
Ah! Ah! Ah, my abs!
Anyway. Ah! Get off, you'll break it, you'll break it.
You'll break... No!
Stop it. Don't irritate them with that noise. That's a metronome, just so you know. In case we might need one.
Your computer's broken again.
It has it? No, it hasn't. It's just loading, because it's slow. Okay, I'll tell you why we got the world's worst computer. It's got about,
seven viruses.
Seven viruses, at least. It's got some Trojans on there. Nice bit of cookies. Well, not anymore. Grant deleted them, because he's clever. I'm not. Right.
Look how big it is. Why?
What's happened? Oh,
why is your computer...
Technology boring? Doesn't like me.
Not even load. I'm not even connected to the internet.
Oh, Grant.
Screw this, I know.
Is it not connected to the internet?
I know what's on this month. Okay, best film to go see this month, Bruno. Well, see it.
We were going to go see it today and you were like, no, let's not.
No, I wanted to go see it. We don't have enough time though, did we? So shut up.
We did have enough time.
We
I was
didn't.
Like, right, okay. It was 1 o'clock.
Daddy, it does not take half an hour to get to Bradford.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't. It takes an hour to get into Leeds. That's nearer.
But not by train.
Shut up.
Leave me alone.
Danny.
Why are you doing this?
Because you're an idiot. I hate you. Wear those gloves.
Oh no. Ah! Why?
Just quiet.
You've broken it. The special edition.
Anyway. Yeah, so Bruno
pick up the special edition. Thank you.
So Bruno this month looks really good. Doesn't it look good, Danny?
It looks alright. I'll tell you what the problem with Borat was.
What?
After a while it got boring.
Yeah. But I don't think Bruno will because no one's really seen Bruno.
No?
As much. So, yeah. This is fast turning into one of those crap episodes.
Right, what else do we... What's the staple stuff that we need to get done?
Michael Jackson's dead.
Ah, let's have a little chat about this. No, I reckon he's not dead. I reckon it's a publicity stunt and he's going to come out of his grave at his funeral and do Thriller.
Yeah, keep believing. You don't even like Michael Jackson.
No, I don't. I think he's awful.
I think he's great. I love Michael Jackson. His music's amazing.
His music's crap. He can't even sing.
You listen to rock and roll. How can you speak?
What? Anyway, no, he can't sing.
He can.
His last album was the most like preachy thing you've ever heard.
What, Invincible?
Yeah.
I liked Invincible. It's good.
That
wasn't on that album.
Wasn't it?
No.
What was that?
That was on History.
Was that crap?
No, that was one of his best. All his albums have gone multi-platinum.
Multi-platinum?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it's gone more than platinum. Like, double platinum means that whatever you need to get.
2 million?
Platinum. Yeah.
Well, that's not that impressive.
No, but when you go, like, quadruple whatever platinum, that's amazing.
Your mum's platinum.
Yeah, she is.
Well, she's had 1 million. Anyway.
We keep her clean, anyway.
Using the hose pipe in the back. How's your tortoise doing?
Oh, he's coming along.
Is
we
he
let
big?
Him outside for the first time this
oh, yeah?
past month.
Did he like it, or was he a bit frightened?
No, he liked it. He went into the corners a lot, though, but they do that anyway.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's been really cute.
Okay, what are the what? Hang on, have you seen any films this month? We can do some reviews.
Oh, I went to see... what's it called?
I'll start then, and you can think of the
title. I went to see...
Right, I went to see Looking for Eric, which is, it's alright, but it's nowhere near as good as you think it will be. It's worth seeing, but there's nowhere near enough of Eric Cantona in there, and it's a bit...
What did I see?
A little weak storyline.
Gotta look. I distinctly remember going
It's worth seeing because it's funny.
I went to see a film with Leah and that lot, and it's called...
What's it about?
Oh, we went to see The Hangover, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, which is much better than it looks.
The advert really doesn't do it justice. Where's the front of Tudor Mansion? Oh. But, yeah. So, it's really good.
Yeah, okay. Setting up the special edition. Breaking it.
I'm not breaking it, you're broken.
Your mum's broken.
You're queer.
Oh.
You're gay and everyone knows it.
Okay.
Why are we having Pokemon cards?
I don't know. Whose Pokemon cards are these? Do you remember Pokemon cards?
Fabulous.
Did you ever used to collect them?
No.
I did.
Well, you were sad, weren't you?
Yeah. Of course. We were all sad back then.
Not me.
In those days.
I wasn't. I maintained a quiet dignity.
You were sad, like the rest of us. Everything.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Alright, fine. Look. Look away.
Nothing in there.
Oh, fascinating, man. Okay.
Oh, look. Blue tack. Love blue tack, don't you?
Oh, checkbooks. Grant, stop stealing our stuff.
Stealing your stuff. Bully. No. Anyway, moving on. Right.
Moving swiftly on. Right, I think we're ready.
Yeah, sorry about this delay.
Sorry about the delay, we were setting it up. This special edition of the Grant and Danny Show features us playing Cluedo sound effects.
Our triumphant return to podcasting.
And this will be fantastic. Have you got any pens? Right, so this game is like normal Cluedo, except it speaks, apparently. So we're going to give it a go. Give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl.
Right, so,
You ever played before?
Read the, like, introduction rule book thing.
Okay, shall I read it?
Yeah, read it loud and coolly.
Welcome to Tudor Mansion! Wait.
No, don't turn it on yet. We read the introduction.
Right. Dr. John Black, nephew of the late Sir Hugh Black, unnecessary information, was hosting an afternoon garden party at Tudor Mansion. It's a garden party in this one.
Yeah, because it's in the garden.
At Tudor Mansion for all his uncle's colourful associates. Aha! Colourful!
Oh, it's a pun! Get your foot down.
During the party, Miles Meadowbrook, Dr. Black's trustworthy lawyer and friend, pulled Dr. Black aside for a private meeting to discuss concerns he had regarding some of the details of Sir Hugh's will.
Oh, that's exciting.
After his meeting, Dr. Meadowbrook was seen leaving the mansion, heading back towards the gardens. Sometime later, he was found dead.
His body had obviously been moved from somewhere else on the ground.
Clearly, there was like blood marks.
Oh, trail.
They didn't go to look where it came from. They just wanted us to like interview bloods people.
You now take the role of one of four new characters.
Ooh.
Lord Grey.
Ooh.
Lady Lavender.
Wow.
Miss Peach and Prince Azure.
I want to be Miss Peach.
Well, I'm Miss Lady Lavender.
Okay.
To help Inspector Brown investigate the murder at Tudor Mansion, the eight suspects, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, Miss White, Miss Meadowbrook and Rusty, Reverend
Rusty?
Green and Miss Peacock.
Who's Rusty?
Rusty? Who is Rusty?
He doesn't have like a pre-name, a title. He's just
Rusty.
Rusty.
That's not a colour.
Carry on.
Are currently wandering around the grounds. Each of them holds a clue that you need to know in order to solve this mystery.
I don't want to see Rusty.
Dr. Black's butler, Mr. Ash, will guide you around the grounds.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
What?
Mr. Ash.
Not Mr. Jeeves.
No, but in our play thing that we're doing of Cluedo.
Oh,
Ash
yeah,
is
Ash
playing...
is playing him.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen, is it? We're not doing that exam anymore, are we?
Are we not?
I bet we're not.
Probably end up not doing it.
I bet we won't. Because everything just seems to go to toss in that drama group. Anyway.
I don't think Ash is doing it anymore. Anyway, they don't know what we're talking about. Carry on.
We'll guide you around the grounds as you attempt to find out who killed Mr. Meadowbrook.
I thought it was Mr. Black.
Important. Battery information. Please retain this information for future reference. Batteries should be replaced by an adult. Caution. Number one. Always follow the instructions carefully. Use only batteries specified and be sure to insert them correctly by matching the plus and minus polarity markings.
Okay, read the object of the game and then we'll start.
Object of the game. To find Inspector Brown and give him the answers to the following questions. Who murdered Miss Miles Brooke and where and how? Now I'm reading.
We're not reading anymore, Grant.
Contents. One electric game board.
We've got that.
Right. Shall I run through everything we need? Okay, right. Game board.
Check.
Four mover tokens.
Check.
Four player folders and clips.
Check.
One case file envelope.
Check.
Eight suspects.
Check.
One deck of cards, eight suspect cards, nine locations, six weapons.
Check.
One pad of detective notebook sheets.
Check.
Cardboard Tudor mansion.
Check.
And plastic roof and turret.
Check.
What's that for?
It's not for anything, it's decoration.
Crap. Wait, shall I read something else?
There's nothing else to read.
Sure there is, somewhere.
Well, I can't be asked to go through the entire rulebook, Grant. We'll just play.
Fine.
Let's switch him on and see what he has to say.
We'll move the camera close.
Okay.
Welcome to Tudor Mansion. Please choose your character.
Miss Peach and Lady Lavender.
Okay.
We've got, done that.
Is Lord Grey playing?
No.
Is Lady Lavender playing?
Yes.
Lady Lavender.
That's
glad
right.
You could join us.
Ever.
Is Miss Peach playing?
Yes.
Miss Peach. So nice of you to come.
Thank you.
Is
murder.
Prince Azure
no.
playing? Welcome to Tudor Mansion. Please place your characters on their start spaces.
Right.
Lady Lavender, your turn.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Can I have a pad, please?
Your pad's there.
That's grey. That's lavender.
So I get the grey one.
Yeah.
The peach. Oh.
Where's your peach? Can I have a new sheet, please?
No, we don't have any new sheets. You can use the spare sections at the end.
They're full nearly.
They're not, though, are they?
Lady Lavender.
Shut up!
Please, move.
Move, Grant.
I'm moving.
He's getting angry.
Seagulls, my God.
You see Professor Plum and Mrs. Meadowbrook at the boathouse.
Oh, I didn't think we'd met. Oh, I've been dying to meet you.
Right, so what we do is we get their folders and then you look inside them.
Who
so,
else did I see, sorry?
Mrs. Meadowbrook and Professor Plum. You don't need to... Oh.
You see Professor
Do I look
Plum
inside these now?
Mrs. Meadowbrook at the boathouse.
So Grant's secretly looking...
I've been dying to meet you.
Huh, dying to meet you. Right, I reckon she did it. So I'm going to put her down for a little... She said dying to meet you. That is very suspicious. Right, are you done?
No.
Mrs. Meadowbrook has left the boathouse.
Oh,
I've got to mingle. Miss Peach, your turn.
It's my turn.
Right, if I saw a character, do I cross them off?
You cross their circle off, and then the square if you know they didn't do it, if you saw their card. Right, I'm going to go to the swimming pool.
You see Reverend Green and Mrs. White at the swimming pool.
The boss!
Well, it's a pleasure.
Having sex in the water!
Okay. Mrs. White and Reverend Green. Where are they? Reverend Green and Mrs. White.
What?
Having sex in the swimming pool.
Oh, hello there.
Hello, darling.
God bless you.
Yes, quite.
Unseen, and what was in her? I looked inside Mrs. White.
I reached on in and pulled out a card. Held a clue to the mystery.
Okay.
Is it my go?
Yeah. No, I haven't searched yet.
I forgot to search.
Oh, well, then I'll done, and then we'll
Mrs.
Even.
White has left the swimming pool.
Oh, no.
Oh, I must be off here.
It's in some
Lady
song.
Lavender, your turn.
Where have you gone?
You see Mrs. Meadowbrook at the tennis court.
Again.
Oh, I've been dying to meet you.
That is extremely suspicious.
You've met
it
me
twice
once,
now. Right.
You search and find... No one.
Ha!
Reverend Green has left the swimming pool. Well, it's
he was naked.
Miss Peach, your turn.
Covered in slime.
Right, I'm gonna go to the gazebo. Oh, lovely.
You see Rusty at the gazebo.
Rusty.
Evening, Matt.
Is he some sort of caretaker?
Yeah.
What? What? Evening, man.
No, I've just looked inside Rusty to reveal what was in there.
What?
Hang on, I'll tell you this, but then I get to look inside one of yours.
Okay.
Right, look. Rusty knows. Rusty didn't do it.
So Rusty didn't.
So Rusty's clue is, Rusty didn't do it. And I'm just going to believe him. Well, I saw Rusty, so it can't have been him.
Well, I've seen Rusty now, haven't I?
Yep. Now you got to.
I can cross him off.
Now you got to show me what I'm gonna look inside, Professor Plum.
Rusty knows that Rusty. Oh my god. Well, moving on.
No, I'm gonna search.
I'll do it for you.
Okay.
You search and find. Professor Plum,
oh.
Listening to music.
That is
I was reading.
Listening to...
Rusty
what?
Left the gazebo.
Did you hear that?
I was reading.
He was listening to music and he said he was reading.
Your
That's
turn.
Suspicious.
Why is it suspicious?
Why would he lie?
You see Colonel Mustard at the garden. Hello there, my dear. Colonel Mustard's the name.
Masturbating in the bushes.
Voyeuring the bedroom through a window.
You search and find Miss Scarlet washing up at the fountain.
The blood off her dress.
The inspector has just arrived. He is currently at the tennis courts. Evening, ladies and gentlemen. I will be thoroughly searching the grounds. Please find me if you have any clues regarding the Meadowbrook mystery. Colonel Mustard has left the garden. Professor Plum has left the gazebo.
Good day.
Miss Peach,
oh, it's my
your
turn.
I'm
going to... Oh, Grant, you know what I didn't do? I didn't deal out the cards. Right, let's do that now, then.
Done it wrong. Are these things that you can instantly
yeah,
add
yeah,
and know
yeah.
that this isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Which is a lot of them. Okay, go. Cross these cards that we've just been given off.
Miss Peach, please move.
Shut up!
Move your ass.
Get the hell out, I'm getting bored.
He's adamant, isn't he?
Yeah. La
I'm getting quite close,
Miss
you know.
Peach, please press down your paw.
Shut up! Put down your paw.
I'll shoot you in a minute.
Put down
Wait,
the
Wait, it wasn't
pawn.
Me. Put down that pawn you're reading.
Stop. It's hammer time.
Stop dreaming like
Right, okay, I'm gonna go to the stable.
You see Professor Plum
having
at
sex
the
with
stable.
A horse.
Oh, good day.
Committing bestiality with a horse. Right.
What? Who was it? Professor Plum again.
Yeah.
God, I see him everywhere.
Having sex
you see the one
horse.
Going, he's listening to music. Ah, oh, I was reading. Don't think I'm uncultured.
And then having sex with a horse.
You search and find Miss Scarlet rummaging in the hay.
Dragging a corpse across the hay.
Scarlet has left the stable.
Au revoir.
Mrs. White has entered the garden.
Oh, hello, my lady.
Lady Lavender, your turn.
Does that mean I've seen her then?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
You can look inside, Mrs. White.
Can I?
Yeah.
Target.
Just get her. Here she is. Mrs. White's a lesbian.
I think she is.
That's why she murdered him.
You see Mrs. Peacock at the swimming pool.
Oh, hello, lovey.
I'm a lesbian.
Hello, have you seen Mrs. White anywhere?
You search and find Reverend Green reading a note by the pool. It's a mighty pleasant day we're having. Mrs. Peacock has left the swimming pool.
Bitch.
Ta-ta. Miss Peach, your turn.
That's me. I need to find Mrs. Peacock. I'm gonna go to the garage.
You see Inspector Brown and Rusty at the garage.
See?
Anything, Mom?
Search.
You search and find Mrs. Peacock digging in
you
the
bitch.
Box.
Digging
and for knives!
Inspector Brown has left the garage. Hey, Minol. Rusty has left the garage.
Mrs. Peacock, I just looked in but I've forgotten.
Lady Lavender, your turn.
Oh?
That's you, Grant.
I'm very close, you know. But it was Rusty. So.
There
you
are
think it was
no
Rusty?
No.
Even though Rusty knows
house.
Rusty didn't do it.
There are no suspects.
You search and find no one.
Ha!
Miss Peach,
oh.
Your turn.
Yes, I should think so. Right, I'm going to go to Tudor Mansion.
Why is there a card
on this? Mrs. White at Tudor Mansion.
See
masturbating in the
you
conservatory.
And find Colonel Mustard peering out of a window.
The corpses on
Miss
the ground.
Scarlet entered the gatehouse.
Oh, hello, dear.
Colonel Mustard has left Tudor Mansion.
All right then, did you?
Lady Lavender, your turn.
Awesome.
You see Mrs. Peacock at the garage.
Oh, hello, lovey.
Eating a banana sensuously.
You search and find... No one. Reverend Green has entered Tudor Mansion.
Later, ma'am.
I need...
Miss...
No, thank you. Pleasure, ma'am? No?
Have I just seen Miss Peacock?
I don't know where Mrs. Meadowbrook is. I gotta find her. I'm gonna check the garden. That's where she lurks.
There are no suspects.
Oh, yes, there are. Search.
Search and find no one.
Bastard.
Mrs. Peacock has left the garage.
Bye-zee-bye.
Lady Lavender, your turn.
I've seen everyone else.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Mrs. Meadowbrook.
You see Colonel Mustard and Mrs. Meadowbrook at the boathouse.
Hello there, my dear.
Don't leave, Mrs. Meadowbrook. I need to find you. Why are you looking? I thought you said you'd seen them all.
No, but I don't think I'd rather know.
You search and find Rusty creeping around.
We know what he's doing.
Why are you collecting them?
Mrs. Meadowbrook has left the boathouse.
No! I need you!
Miss Peach, your turn.
Damn.
Damn it.
Oh, damn. Right, if I was Mrs. Peacock, Mrs. Meadowbrook, and I just left the boathouse, if I was, like, on a boat in the boathouse, where would I go afterwards? Probably for a nice relaxing sit in the gazebo.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's someone there.
You see Inspector Brown at the gazebo.
Damn.
Maybe she's hiding
behind the bush. Mrs. Meadowbrook,
yes!
Hiding behind the shrubbery.
That is weird. I just said maybe she's hiding behind a bush.
Inspector Brown has left the gazebo. Amen all.
You didn't find it suspicious there was a woman
Lady
spying
Lavender,
on
him. Lavender, your turn.
Right, I've seen everyone now. Have you?
Yeah.
You're going to start interviewing me then.
There's some people
you
I don't know who
Professor
it is.
Yeah, no, but you don't start interviewing me.
What do you mean interviewing me?
Well, now you ask me if I've got the stable or a weapon or a person.
Okay, then.
In my special set-aside cards. Get your feet away from my crotch, Gran.
Tell me, Daniel.
Yes?
Do you have... Can I only ask one of three?
You can ask one of each.
Okay. Do you have Miss Peacock, the gazebo...
No, you can only say stable.
Why?
Because you're in the stable. Ha!
No, you can't.
Yes.
You're stupid.
No, that's true.
You can't.
Read the rules!
Fine. Miss Peacock, the stable, or the horseshoe?
I have one of those. I have the horseshoe!
Okay, then.
Right.
Can you not show me more than one?
Nope.
Miss Peach, your turn.
Fantastic. Where do I need to go?
Fantastical. What's that?
You see Inspector Brown at the tennis court.
Right, have you got either the tennis courts, Mrs. White, or the water bucket? In your cards.
Oh.
Idiot.
Do I have what? Sorry, repeat those.
Mrs. White, the water bucket, or the tennis courts?
Can I show you one?
Yeah. Which means you have more than one.
Got. Shut up! I've got the tennis courts.
And another.
But which one?
Put that down for a possibility. Very suspicious, my Grant.
Grant, who is actually not at the party.
Lady Lavender, your turn.
I think it was Grant Holmes attacking Danny with a spanner.
You see Mrs. Meadowbrook at the gazebo.
Masturbating.
Why are they all masturbating?
It's a kinky party.
Swingers party.
Inspector Brown.
Why have you searched, you idiot? Now you can't ask me anything.
Accusation?
Done. My turn.
Thank you, New. Carry on. Professor Plum.
Why was he hiding?
The
inspector.
Because it was him all along.
Your turn.
Right, okay. Mrs. Peach.
You see Mrs. White at the gatehouse.
Masturbate.
Have you got either the gatehouse or the garden... Or... No, hang on. Have you got either the gatehouse or... The hammer, or Mrs. White?
That was the gatehouse, by the way.
One of these weapons is a lawn gnome. Now, how do you kill someone with a lawn gnome? Or a water bucket?
Yeah, I'd
drown their head
bucket.
In them.
I'll hit them over the head
it
with
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't fit.
The tennis racket is what I don't get.
Yeah, that would be a bit silly.
Brown has left.
You have to hit it really hard.
Mr. Brown has shattered
Lady
himself.
Lavender, your turn.
It's you, Brown.
Click it hard. jump
you
in the
see
pool.
Reverend Green and Miss Scarlet at the swimming pool.
Are you going to ask me some questions?
Yeah. Do you have...
Go on.
Miss Meadowbrook, the swimming pool, or the tennis racket?
Yes. The swimming pool!
I knew the murder didn't happen there, because why would you kill someone with a bucket in a swimming pool?
That would be silly, wouldn't it? You just dash their head under the water.
Anyway, I kind of just did something bad then. Anyway, go on.
What?
Miss Peach, your turn.
Okay. Is it? Yes, it is. So I'm going to go there. I don't care who I see.
And Mrs. Meadowbrook at the gazebo.
I see her all the time now.
Bitch.
Right, okay.
You.
Have you seen either the gazebo or Professor Plum or the hammer? Oh.
Professor Plum, eh?
Don't dream it like a child.
Right, I am now on.
Are you done? I'm done.
Mrs. Meadowbrook has left the gazebo. Lady Lavender, your turn.
Okay. Professor Blood.
There are no suspects at the garage.
I know there isn't. So, Daniel.
Yes?
Do you have...
No.
Eva, Miss White... The garage, or the tennis racket?
I have the garage.
I know where it happened.
Shit. I don't. Right.
Ah.
Right then.
Miss Peach, your turn.
Won't click.
Have you got shut up.
At the boathouse.
Have you got either Miss Scarlet, the hammer, or the boathouse?
Uh-huh. Where did it happen, Danny? Do you know yet?
Yes. I'm not telling you in case you got it wrong, because you're stupid.
Do they know about how often I get this game wrong?
Your turn. You see Professor Plum at the gazebo.
Killing someone. Okay, right. Do you have Eva, Miss Scarlet, the gazebo, or the hammer?
I have Miss Scarlet. She's innocent. Right, Grant. Here we go. Are you ready, bitch? Start walking.
Oh! Lady Lavender, please press the done button to finish your turn.
You mean the head?
Professor Plum has left the gazebo. Miss Peach, your turn. You see Professor Plum at the garage.
Right, Grant. Have you got either the garage, the hammer, or Mrs. Meadowbrook?
The what?
The garage, the hammer, or Mrs. Meadowbrook?
Nope.
No.
Oh. Well.
Well.
Lady Lavender, your turn.
Thank you. I didn't even press done.
I did.
Or you did for me. I have to find the inspector as I know where, when, and how. I mean, where, what, with, and who.
Do you?
Yeah. It was
your
horse.
Mrs. Meadowbrook at the stable.
Bitch.
Would you like to ask me some questions?
Yep. Do you have Miss Meadowbrook or the tennis racket?
I have the tennis racket. Right.
That makes more sense.
Miss Peach, your turn.
He might be leaving, so I'm going to go to the gatehouse.
You see Inspector Brown and Reverend Green at the gatehouse.
Right.
Hey, Minol.
Final accusation.
Are you making a final accusation?
Yes.
No, you think you know the answer? Make your accusation.
I put it to you that the murderer was Mrs. Meadowbrook.
Were you right?
Shut up, I'm not finished. In the gazebo with the garden shears, the bitch.
Well, you got that wrong.
Well, here's time to find out. The correct answer is Mrs. White in the gazebo with Mrs.
Please
Meadowbrook.
Use the dead body of Mrs. White to attack them.
How did she use another person? She threw her at him. How do we know it wasn't Miss Meadowbrook with Miss White or Miss White with Miss Meadowbrook?
Oh.
Didn't you realise?
No.
You idiot. Oh, well, I won anyway. I'm happy.
Stupidly, you won. Right, well, I hope you enjoyed that. Bloody hell. Is there anything else we need to cover before we leave him?
No. Not really. Apart from Grant won. And I didn't,
right, guys. Here's...
I didn't even know if it was Miss White or Miss Meadowbrook, and that's why.
Right.
Circle both
guys,
of them then.
Is the competition this week.
Competition.
If you can tell us
who the real murderer was,
whether it was Mrs. White with Mrs. Meadowbrook, or how that could have possibly happened within the gazebo.
We'll draw a random card next week.
Yeah. No. We will take the best... If you send us an email to grantanddannyshow@googlemail.com, we will take the best example of how it could have possibly happened. And that
remember,
will become...
one of them has to be dead. You can't say they both strangled him.
Yeah, so, yeah,
one of them
okay.
is dead. They used
You could draw
them
a diagram, or you could just describe how it happened. And the prize will be drawn from our random prize pot.
Yes.
Remember, Mr. Tom Leeson, run a toffee crisp.
Woo!
You could get something like that in the mail.
You could get something better this week, because,
yeah.
Well, we got money this time around.
So,
shh.
If you would like to win a special prize from our prize pot, just send your answer to grantanddannyshow@googlemail.com.
And they will be read out.
Yes. All of them.
All of them, because...
Because we never get many.
Yeah.
So!
It's a sad thing to admit, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one likes us.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's, because it was bloody hard.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
There was no planning this week.
Yeah, it was just...
Spur of the moment.
Sort of, yeah. Are there anything else we need to cover before we go?
How are we going to get the podcast on the computer?
Using a special wire.
Called your
USB.
Computer keeps freezing.
Yeah, I know, but we'll solve it. Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, we'll see you next month, or you'll hear us next month.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, then.
Love
so
you.
So long.
Sorry, one thing we forgot. Grandma's joke of the week, so here it is. Goodbye.
Let me see what happened now, pilot.
Come on, just tell it.
It'd be a pathetic voice because I'm so tired.
Just do it. Just do it. Where are we going with this? Running out of battery.
Okay. A pilot? A pilot and the co-pilot came down, ran out of fuel and came down, but they didn't know where they were. And so the pilot said to the co-pilot, go and find out where we are. And so the co-pilot saw a big wall and could hear voices behind the wall. And this voice was saying, and who was she with? And he went back to the pilot and said, we're in China.